Hello, my imaginary friends. Wednesday, the 9th of May, 2012. This is my Audible blog. I'm SM2N. The thing I liked about McColgan's boo regarding the four dimensions of the universe and the incomprehensibility to the human brain and all that stuff, that boo, but his boo, two boos ago. The thing I liked about that was that he is not afraid to admit that there's something he doesn't know, and I think that is, there's not enough of that in the world. There seems to be a convention that you have to not admit that you don't know. People would be ashamed if they admitted that they don't know. Whereas there are a bunch of people who embrace it and say, actually, I don't know the answer to that question, and I'll get back to you, I'll find out and I'll get back to you. That is a much better way, and it's a lesson that I've learned over the years, not to be embarrassed about not knowing, not to be embarrassed to say I don't know, but I know a man who does, or a woman who does. I'll find out, I'll get back to you. It's absolutely fine. It's just something you've got to get over, and you've got to have the confidence to be able to say that. Because otherwise, people think of it as an admission of weakness, and then you're just admitting that you're not as good as people expect you to be, or whatever. So once you get over that, once you realise in your confidence that you can, that it is okay, then things are much better. In terms of, is it impossible for the human brain to comprehend certain concepts and things like that? I think that varies from person to person. Obviously, somebody has been able to think up that concept in the first place, whether it's Einstein or Hawking or whoever it is. Somebody has managed to think it up. So I'm not sure that it's impossible for the human brain to comprehend it, because they were humans. Or they are humans. Maybe what Mac means, it's impossible for the average brain, for the 99% of all human brains to get their head around certain things. It does vary from person to person. And it's that varying from person to person that I really want to pick up on in his other question. So, to paraphrase, there's a question that Mac put out there, and I'm afraid it's like red rag to a bull. I want to answer the question. The question was, why are there so many languages in the world? Now, I really want to answer that question. I want to address that question. I want to get into a conversation about that question. But before I do so, I want to ask a question back, because I understand that McColgan, I understand you are a highly religious person. You obviously, you've done some research into some of the scientific explanations, and so you're appraised of the scientific, the theories of the Big Bang and evolution, all that sort of thing. You're obviously appraised of those, but I don't know how much you accept those. So that's why I want to ask a question first. So my question to you, Mac, is, you mentioned that there are different races of people, and they are outwardly different looking, and you point out the fact that exists, that there are races. So my question to you is, how do you believe the races came about? do you believe that there was a single, you know, back many thousands of years ago, there was a single human species in one place, in one locality in the world, and they all looked more or less the same, and those humans spread across the globe? Or do you believe that all of these races were individually sprung up individually as completely separate entities? So if you'd like to answer that question, then I would like to then, based on that, I'd like to then take forward the question about language. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.